So we spoke about the person who goes up to get the aliyah, what is his responsibilities and his halachas during laning. But talk about the responsibilities and halachas of the receiver during laning. Now this is a halacha which is very clear in Shulchan Aruch, and Baruch Hashem there are many shuls and many places that you go to which are careful with these halachas, but many places which are not familiar, you're not careful with these halachas. They might sound somewhat foreign to you and sound strange, and because you've never seen them in practice. But I want you to say that these are not frumkeit, these are not frumkeit, not extra kumras. This is Shulchan Aruch, and it's a Shulchan Aruch. It's famous for the Shabbos. It's Shulchan Aruch. It's for Sephardim, for Ashkenazim, it's Ramor, that these are the halachas. So I'd like to read you the language of the Shulchan Aruch inside, so you believe me that it's actually true. Okay, number one, it says also Lord says Solaniyah Sefer Torah Kishu Pesuach. A person cannot walk out. Once the Sefer Torah is open, Mishabur says, once they open the Sefer Torah to make the bracha on it, the person is not allowed to leave. It's considered an insult to the Sefer Torah to leave, to walk out when the Sefer Torah is open. Abba ben Gavra leGavra Shafra Dami. Between aliyahs, it's permitted. But during the actual laning, it's considered improper to walk out. And the Gemara says on this, that Ozvei Hashem, those who leave Hashem, Yichala will be destroyed. The Mishmur points out that the Bir Halacha points out that this halacha of leaving Ben Gavra Le Gavra that it's permitted, should not be done on a regular basis. If a person has it, one time he has to do it, he can do it. He should not be done constantly. Then Sif Beis Kima Shehiskol Hakarei Likros the Sefer Torah. Once the Balkarei starts to read the Sefer Torah, also Lestafer, you're not allowed to talk. I feel about Divrei Torah, even words of Torah, you cannot talk anything else. I feel it been gavra legavra, even between aliyahs. Now let's talk during laning, from the beginning of laning to end of laning, even between aliyahs, you may not talk. That's the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. I feel in Hishamu a parsha, even if he himself personally has finished the parsha, and Mr. Burr points out, it means even if he himself was yaitz in a different Kriyas HaTorah somewhere else, you cannot talk during Kriyas HaTorah. You cannot talk ben gavra legavra, between aliyahs. This is the first opinion. V'yesh matirim ligros Balachash. This is the second opinion which says you're allowed to learn quietly. If there are 10 other people listening, you're allowed to learn according to this opinion. Then the next opinion says there are those who say if there are 10 people listening, you're allowed to speak in learning. And those who say that a person who constantly learns, he's allowed to learn during that. Then he says at the end, the hanocha, and we go through the steps, the hanocha, the proper way to do it, should be called parshius, roi lemadaktek, bedvorav lachamin daita, v'lesharmim mipiakare. The proper process is that a person, any parsha we're talking about, not just parsha zachar, not just parsha shpora, any parsha, a person should not be doing anything else during them. The Shulchan Aruch says you should not even be ma'aver sedra then. You should not be reading along with the balkare. You should be listening to the balkare. It's obviously not talking, doing something else. The Mishabur brings two opinions. B'chadosh, he says this is the Iker Psak, that a person has to do this. You know, do anything else during that, even Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. And he brings from the Shlo that is Machmer on that, the Vilna Gaon is Machmer on that a person is not allowed to read along with the Balkare. He has to be listening to the Balkare. Then he brings from the Rum. He says that it's the proper thing is to yes read with the Balkare, because it helps you listen and focus on what he's saying. Otherwise your mind might wander. So there are two opinions. So that the second opinion says you're allowed to do that. So he says at the end of all of this, Mishabur says, so if this is true, that we have this argument whether you're allowed to even read along with the Balkare, Divrei Torah, speak other Divrei Torah, so obviously it's improper for a person to be speaking other things than Gavra LaGavra, and obviously even that much worse during the Kriya itself, it's equivalent, he says, of the person, the first halacha, a person who's ignoring and insulting the Sefer Torah, and it says about him, such a person, those who leave Hashem and ignore Hashem will be destroyed. It's a very strong issue, and again, many people have not seen this, how people act, but I want you to understand it's a halacha, it's a very chabadic halacha, you see the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara is Oz Hashem Yichlu, those who ignore Hashem and walk out and insult the Kodesh Baruch Hu by ignoring what his Torah which is being read, terrible things will happen to them. So Chas v'Shalom, nobody should go into such a thing. We shall be zoicha to do the right thing. Have a good morning.